says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals. Is that what it says?
No.
I'm sorry. Nor effeminate, nor sodomites. No, it doesn't say that, does it?
No. Nope.
It says, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Now, let me just go on and keep reading, and then we'll get back to this. Neither thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. You know, a lot of you were faggots back in the day, you know? But you're washed, you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Okay, let's debunk this right away.
Amen.
So, I want to spend some time on this because people who believe that, sodomites can be saved and they can be reformed, this is the only verse that they got. Which is a bad way to study the Bible.
Amen.
Because if you have 10 scriptures that say one thing, and one scripture that maybe you're not interpreting correctly, and it looks like it says something different, which it never does, because all scripture works in tandem with one another, then go with the 10, and don't base your doctrine off of the one.
Amen.
Because what if these guys who believe that reprobates can be saved, what if we told them, well, they that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved? You know? And they're like, well, no, you just got to believe in the Lord. Oh, hold on a second. No. They that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. They would look at me like I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Like, look, there's like hundreds of verses that say we just have to believe on Christ.
Yeah.
You're not interpreting that one verse correctly.
Right.
Well, they need to take that same standard to themselves in regards to this.
Right.
Because God has dedicated an entire chapter
Amen.
To explain to us how reprobates can't be saved. Not just one chapter, multiple chapters.
Amen.
Of course, the most famous out of all of them is Romans chapter number 1.
Amen.
Okay? And just understand this. If the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that they're haters of God, I've always said this to people. How can someone who is a hater of God trust Christ as his Savior? How could someone who the Bible says does not want to retain God in their knowledge would want to retain Jesus Christ in his heart? Does that make sense? I mean, it makes perfect sense. And in fact, the Bible says that they're reprobate concerning the faith.
Amen.
What is faith? The ability to believe.
Amen.
So they're reprobate concerning faith. They can't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's impossible.
Yep.
Okay? But they'll say, well, 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Now, Ray Comfort, obviously, is one of these heretics that believes this. In fact, he came out with a movie a couple years ago. I can't remember what it's called. It's about
audacity.
He has the audacity to come out with this. And this movie is literally, the whole entire movie is about sodomites being saved. And of course, you know, they don't want to show you the male faggot, so they give you a lesbian in there. You know, and this guy likes her, but she's a lesbo, and you know, and he's trying to win her over. And she's like, you know, the Bible says that, you know, the homosexual should be put to death. And he's like, doesn't know what to say and all these things. Well, at the end of the movie, what happens is she gets saved. And, you know, she like leaves him a message or something about her being saved. And you look at her Bible and it's highlighted in 1 Corinthians 6. You know, it talks about sodomites. And it says, such were some of you, you know. And it's just like, oh, how beautiful the story, you know? And she's no longer a dyke. And now she's a saved person. A bunch of garbage.
Amen.
Okay? Now look, any person who uses, I'm talking about a saved person, KJV only, Christian Baptist, who uses 1 Corinthians 6 to prove that sodomites can be saved, they're not getting it from the King James Bible.
Right.
They're getting it from a book that's using a different version of the Bible. Because all the versions, different versions of the Bible will say sodomite, homosexual. That's how they'll render it. Okay? Now, what does it mean then? If it does, because they'll say, well, what does it mean? And simply put, you could just leave it at this. Well, it doesn't mean sodomite because we understand, according to Romans 1 and other portions of Scripture, that sodomites can't be saved.
Amen.
It's impossible. Okay?
Right.
So what does it mean? Well, this is the only time this phrase is actually found in the Bible. Abusers of themselves with mankind. Now, you can often define a term or a word in the Bible based upon the synonyms that God uses in his Bible. Okay? Go to 1 Timothy chapter number 1. Because you won't find the phrase abuses of themselves with mankind, but you will find a phrase very similar to it. And we'll see tonight that it means abuses of themselves with mankind.
Right.
Okay. 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 9. I want you to notice as we read verses 9 and 10 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, that it'll use two words that are completely different, but they mean the exact same thing, which is good because it expands our vocabulary,
yep.
Right? Look what it says here. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, and for what? Sinners. So someone who's lawless is someone who's disobedient.
Yep.
Someone who's a godly, someone who's ungodly is someone who is a sinner.
Amen. Yep.
For unholy and profane. Well, what does unholy mean? It means someone who's profane.
Yep.
What does profane mean? It means someone who is unholy. For murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. What is a manslayer? It's someone who murders.
Amen.
Pretty good, right? I mean, God is like helping us out here. He's giving us like a vocabulary test right here. Verse 10, for whoremongers. And then look what it says, for them that defile themselves with mankind. So we can see that them that defile themselves with mankind, based upon what we've already seen in verse number 9, that's another way of saying whoremonger. Well, what is a whoremonger? It's a man who's just a man whore. He's just fornicating all the time and just a male slut. I don't know how else to say it. Just the guy who sleeps around a lot. Okay? He's a whoremonger. Well, what is a person that defiles themselves with mankind? Well, obviously a woman is not termed a whoremonger. A word for her would be a whore. But I think a good word would be someone who defiles herself with mankind.
Amen.
Someone who abuses themselves with mankind.
Yep.
Okay? I don't think that's hard to understand. And I don't understand how you can say abusers of themselves with mankind is a sodomite. Okay? Because they're not abusing themselves. They're giving themselves over to these things.
Right, yeah.
To do those things which are not convenient. To abuse is like you're being lascivious is what you're doing. You're just excessively doing these things. It says, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, so on and so forth. Now, go back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Now, here's the interesting thing, okay? You say, well, I see that, but, I don't know how you can understand that. Well, look, context is very important, okay?
Amen.
I mean, in order for us to understand this chapter, you have to use the context. Well, do you think it's an accident, it's coincidental of what it says in verse 15 and 16? Look what it says. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a what? A harlot! God forbid! Well, what's a harlot? It's a whore. It's a prostitute. You see, a whore, a prostitute, is a woman who sells her body for money. What is she doing? She's abusing herself with mankind.
Men.